This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Everybody, welcome back to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
We're on the air here on this June the 28th, 2024. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we are professors here at this Institute for Higher Education.
When you say welcome back, I got to tell you how many times I have to squash breaking into song. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Mr. Carter. Welcome back.
Then you want to dance?
All right, I got it out of my system.
Did you? Okay.
Yes, sir.
But now I got that song stuck in my head. Thanks for that.
Trivia Friday it is. We go back to Marcus in North Carolina. Marcus, what is your trivia question for us?
All righty. I've got a NFL question from back when it used to be a contact sport.
These two guys, back when he used to be a contact spot. All right.
Go ahead.
All right, what's your Bill Bramlett question? Bull Bramlett.
Okay. So who is the only NFL running back in history to have won the Heisman Trophy, the NFL MVP, and the Super Bowl MVP?
Okay, don't say
these
anything.
Two guys are going to know.
Okay,
yeah, about badminton, I've got a chance. But they're the serious athletes in the group.
Okay. I was leaning toward Barry Sanders, but he never won a Super Bowl MVP.
It's got to be Bo Jackson, maybe?
No, he didn't win I don't think he won a Super Bowl. I'm going to say Emmitt Smith from the Cowboys.
Oh, Emmitt sounds like a good.
You're saying this running back did what and what now? He won
the Heisman. The Heisman Trophy, the NFL MVP for the regular season, and the Super Bowl MVP.
Maybe it isn't.
Only one has ever done it.
Won this Heisman? So it doesn't have – did you say it was a running back or no, not necessarily?
He did. He said a running back.
It is a running back.
Regular season, NFL MVP, and then Super Bowl.
I think it's Emmitt Smith.
I'm going to go with Emmitt Smith. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tim.
In fairness, gentlemen, I have not found anybody else that knows this useless information, so that is not correct.
Wait, all right, if it's not correct, first of all, it's hurtful. to my
yeah, you took a little too much joy
to my pride. Yeah, because you just said that's incorrect,
and nobody's done it.
Okay, before let me at least try to
give him a second chance.
Give me a second chance.
Okay, I'll give you a second chance.
Okay, tell me what decade we're talking about here.
80s.
You can get it now.
1980.
While I'm going to stall while they're thinking, Emmitt Smith's daddy was a bricklayer. Let the record note.
Is that right?
Yeah, and when he was young, his dad, he would toss bricks down there and he'd catch
them.
Okay,
just give us 1 second here. I know we don't need to dwell on this. Okay, Ed, we can come up with this. All right, Ed, it's the 80s, the 49ers.
It's got to be Roger Craig.
Did he win the Heisman? Did he?
I don't know. I'm just saying. They won 4 Super Bowls in that decade.
And he would have won an MVP.
Go with that.
All right, I'll go with you on that one.
All right.
I don't know if he won. I can't remember if he won the Heisman.
I can't either.
Yeah.
How about Roger Craig?
No, sir. I'm not sure that Roger Craig won any of those actual awards.
No, don't say that.
All right.
He was a great running back.
Marcus. Don't try to, rub it in, okay? We're wrong.
All right, Marcus, what's the answer?
Go ahead.
Not just us, but our listeners are waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, you stumped us.
Tony Nathan, maybe?
Mr. Touchdown. Or, I'm sorry, Mr. Red Zone. Marcus Allen?
Yeah.
With the Raiders.
Yeah, and USC. He won the
Heisman.
Heisman. He beat out Herschel Walker.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his sophomore year.
He was Marcus Allen was the first running back to break 2,000 yards in college, which set him up for a huge NFL career.
Yeah, then he played.
And he was good, too.
He played with the Raiders and the Raiders. And
Well, boys.
All right. Thank you, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus, excellent question. Marcus.
Well, you guys are more sports aficionados than me, but I got to say, for that guy to have done all that, and you guys don't know, his marketing guy really dropped the ball. If he's not a household name, to be able to do all three of those, trifecta.
Yeah.
And back to the phones. We need to repeat our questions.
Okay. I have two questions remaining. In the book or the movies of the same name, Mutiny on the Bounty, what was the name of the captain who is the antagonist, the villain in the story? And then second question, who were the presidential candidates in the 1980 race for the White House?
Name three presidents whose first and last name started with the same letter. Second question, this puzzle toy invented in Hungary was the best-selling toy of 1981. Name it, and it was very colorful. Throw that hint. Third question, the Ohio River flows into which river? The Ohio River flows into which river?
All right, you're
all right. What is the most commonly consumed vegetable in the world? That's all I got right
Bacon.
Now.
Bacon. Bacon. That's my guess.
Good guess. Good guess.
That's good.
All right.
Go ahead.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Louisiana. And Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Been trying for 10 years to get on here. Had you on speed dial.
Wow. 10 years, buddy.
Well, mission.
Hey, guys, I don't get to call these audibles. Can we give him an AFR baseball cap?
Not for just 10 years.
Yes, 10 not years. Of
10 years. It's
got to
be at least 20 years.
Hey, buddy, you just won yourself an AFR hat, brand new baseball cap for your tenacity, that stick-to-itiveness. Go ahead. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The puzzle.
All right, here's the question. The puzzle toy invented in Hungary was the best-selling toy of 1981. Name it.
The Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube. I think the Hungary maybe threw people off.
Yeah.
Because that didn't have anything to do with anything. But, yeah, that Rubik's Cube, everybody and their brother had one in 1981.
So that was invented in Hungary?
Yes. But it was maybe by Mr. Rubik. I don't know. I didn't do too much extensive.
I never solved it.
I never even tried.
I could never get
there. I looked at it, and I said, this is just going to frustrate me.
You weren't motivated, were you?
One of those things that frustrated me. It had a little bit of a math thing to it.
Yeah.
You know, and logic and engineering.
It was pretty cool, Rubik's Cube.
Could you put them together? Could you turn it and make it happen?
I would, about 2 or 3 minutes, and then my attitude would change.
In fact, you broke two or three of them.
A lot of people could get three sides,
yeah,
or however many sides, you know, get 4 or 5 sides, but one would be left.
Right.
Now, our summer intern, Autumn, is nodding. She's done it.
Yeah, she's done it.
The Ruby.
Oh, wow.
How about you, Brent Creeley? No?
No.
No, he uses one to prop up a wobbly table.
Hey, that was extremely popular. We even know about it today, right?
Well,
right?
1981, the most popular toy in the nation, maybe in the world. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, back in the 70s when I was growing up, I read a lot of comic books. My favorite one was Archie. I don't know if y'all know that or if any of y'all read comics.
I'm with you.
I'm right there.
All right, in this comic book, Archie had a best friend named Jughead. What was Jughead's dog's name?
So you had Archie, Jughead, Betty, Veronica, but the dog's name... I didn't even know he had a dog.
Jughead's dog's name?
That's a deep dive.
Bacon.
First
Spot. With Bacon.
I'm going to say Spot. What would be like Rover? Let's all grab one of those easy dog names.
First of all, who allows any self-respect at all to be called Jughead? Go
right.
Through life like that, huh?
That should have been a fighting words.
Our newest grandson, they named him Archie, and I said, man, that if they have the next child after that.
Jughead?
Yeah, it's going to have to be Jughead, and that's going to be tough to live with.
I don't know. What's
what's the dog's name?
Hot Dog.
Hot Dog.
Hot Dog.
Okay. Well, as we approach July 4th.
Is this Mark?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. True story. I once knew a fella. He named his dog Dioji.
Dioji.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting it.
We had this one time. We had this conversation before.
Are you getting it, Mark?
I'm not.
Dioji.
He named his dog Dioji.
D O G. D O G.
D O G.
You get it now?
Oh yeah, I get it.
Well, I didn't do it. He was a guy I knew.
Yeah.
He named his dog Dioji. Mark, you got it now?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Mark sounds awfully disappointed.
Hey, Mark, stay on the line so they can get your address to send you that AFR ball cap.
I'm going to put you on hold and get you that ball cap. Well earned.
There's a fella who, you know, the hot summer we've had, his dog was running a fever. So he took the dog to the vet, and he said, just give him some mustard. He said, mustard? He said, yeah, that's the best thing for a hot dog.
All right. Well,
I think he changed vets.
I think the idea is you start off slow and you're supposed to improve.
Yes.
By the for end our of the, show, end it of, seems like we're just going.
We're languishing.
Backwards
yeah,
there.
Yeah. We're doing like one of the people in the presidential debate.
Yeah.
Just sort of trickling, just sort of dribbling on. And
he named his dog that.
Yeah, no, I get no, Tim, I get it.
Showing everybody at home.
Hey,
D.
Hold up that list with imaginary numbers again. Yeah. I want to see that again. I want to memorize those.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, JJ, and we thank you for listening to AFR.
Can I
go back to the phones?
Can I go back to the
yes,
phones,
you can,
please?
Sir.
Thank you. All right, we go to Mississippi, and Jeff is on the line. Jeff, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much for taking my call, guys.
Hey, thank you, Brother Jeff. Where do you live?
I'm right down the road from you in Oxford.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, hey.
Home of your rebels.
Oxford's a great town. I love a lot of great restaurants and things to do and see.
Yeah.
All right.
Good football team.
Yes, we know that, Jeff. And you know, I graduated Mississippi State, so you know what you're doing there. But that's okay. No, that's okay.
But enough about the Egg Bowl. Yeah, no. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Yeah.
I'd like to do both today.
All right. All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to answer JJ's question about the presidential initials.
Here we go. Name three U.S. presidents whose first and last name started with the same letter.
Okay, you said there were four. Three came to mind right away, and it took me a while to get the fourth, but I'll go ahead and tell you all of them.
Perfect.
Woodrow Wilson, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, and Ronald Reagan.
Nicely done.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I knew three. But Calvin Coolidge is one that I got hung up on. What about you? Which one did not come to mind?
It was also Calvin Coolidge, and I think it's just because he never said anything.
Okay. Well, hey,
quiet Cal or something. Silent Cal. What was his name?
Silent Cal. That's right. That's
really?
Right.
Well, he did. I will say this, and you'd think you would hear more about this. He did get the Heisman Trophy and the NFL MVP and during a Super Bowl. But it's one of those things. Yeah. Some people, their name just doesn't get out front and center.
That's right.
Right.
Jeff, way to go, brother.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
done.
President.
You guys knew that. You thought Ronald Reagan, Woodrow Wilson.
And Herbert Hoover.
What about what's your question for us?
Frankie Fontaine.
Caitlin
okay.
Clark.
Y'all have had some really tough ones today, mm-hmm. I've noticed. So do you? I have a tough one and an easy one I'd like for y'all to pick.
Easy. Want to be challenged. Give us a hard one.
Yeah, let's go difficult.
Break the tie.
Yeah, difficult.
Okay. All right, so the difficult one is this. One of your questions was the Lloyd Benson versus Dan Quayle debate.
Right.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. In the 1992 Republican convention, Ronald Reagan gave a rebuttal about that. Can any of you at least paraphrase that rebuttal?
At the convention or at a debate?
It was at the 1992 Republican convention when H.W. Bush was running for re-election.
With Quayle.
Now, back to those debates and things like that. I remember when they worried about Ronald Reagan's age, and they said, man, that's going to come up, and they're going to nail him. And he said he wasn't going to hold it against his
That was Walter Mono. That was in 84.
Yeah, that he wasn't going to hold it against youth, that he was youth and inexperienced. And even Walter chuckled because I have such a funny line, and it defused that. But now this thing he's talking about, how did he come circle back around?
Wait, did you say Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan, 1992. I know he was pretty old, but he did make an appearance at HW's convention
and said something to reference that.
In reference to that, yes, yeah, kind of as a rebuttal.
Right. Y'all wanted the hard question.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted the one where it was vanilla or chocolate.
You wanted to know which river flowed into.
But it's not satisfying when you answer 1 + 2.
Yeah, but we're not going to answer it.
All right, what's the answer? We're stumped.
Okay, he said, and I'll have to paraphrase because I don't know word for word, but he said, this man that they've nominated, talking about Clinton, claims to be the new Thomas Jefferson. Well, let me tell you something. I knew Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, I remember.
Thomas Jefferson was a friend of mine, and Governor, you're no Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, that was classic Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
The room exploded. Fun. It was great.
Yeah.
That is funny.
That is. What timing.
Because he was old at the time. So.
Well, when Reagan won election in 1980, I guess he was considered old.
Yeah.
He was 70.
He was the oldest elected president at the time, yes. Wow.
70 years old.
Yeah.
He'd be a young whippersnapper by today's standards.
That's right.
Huh?
All right. Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Well done. Excellent.
Have a great day in Oxford.
Yes.
It's always sunny in Oxford.
Jeff, don't forget to set your clocks this weekend. They're not at Oxford. Nowhere else but in Oxford. Make sure you set your clocks
back or forward.
That's right.
You're listening to Trivia Friday. Let's repeat our questions for the last time today, guys.
All right. In the book or the movies, Mutiny on the Bounty, what was the name of the captain who was the villain in the story?
Crook.
Well, he wasn't a crook.
Oh, okay.
I am not a crook.
A cook. Is it?
Are you trying to answer my question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be doing this. This just comes to mind.
It wasn't Captain Cook.
Okay, Captain Cook. Yeah. He was a captain.
Or yes, Captain Cook was.
Hook. It wasn't a Captain Hook either.
Yeah, either one of those. You guys done? Just naming every captain you can.
Wait, what can I?
Captain Crunch. Why not Captain Crunch?
Yes, Captain Crunch. Those Crunch Berries, when you get all those out there on
the poop deck. He can ride up on his mystery ship.
All right, second question. Who are the presidential candidates in the 1980 race for the White House? That's all I've got.
All right. I've got only one remaining, but I may add one. The Ohio River flows into which river? The Ohio River flows into which river? Give a little more variety. Let me add one. Which popular 1960s American muscle car was nicknamed the GOAT? It was nicknamed the GOAT. Popular 1960s American muscle car.
What is the most commonly consumed vegetable in the world? Want to know the answer to that. Back to the phones.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Dar is on the line. I'd be interested to know if Dar was perhaps named DR as a baby.
No.
No.
Dar. No, actually, Dar is short for Doris, and no one can pronounce it the way it's spelled.
Doris.
How is it spelled?
Spell it, please.
D-A-R-I-C-E.
Here's the deal. You get mail that comes to your house with every kind of variation of name that is known to man or woman.
Yes.
Do what most people pronounce it, Doris? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. My music minister used to play the piano in church, and he'd say, okay, DeRice, let's do this.
Now, you've got us curious. Family name, combination of two favorite aunts. How'd you get the name?
Mom and Dad thought we might marry a Brown or a Smith or a Jones, so they gave the girls distinctive names.
Nice. Wow. They were very beautiful and unique. You've never sat next to somebody in school with the same name, have you?
Right.
But now your name is Darice, right?
Darice.
Yes.
Darice,
yes.
But everybody calls you Dar?
No, everybody calls me Darice, but that was just easier to say. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I got you. It says Dar on our screen. Right. That's why I ask you that.
Ask, yes. Answer, or do both, Darice?
Just going to answer.
Which one you feel confident about?
Well, I'm pretty confident in the one I'm going to answer, but I had hoped to do the president because my 8-year-old grandson sitting next to me told me the answers.
About Ronald Reagan and everything?
That's great.
Yeah. Well, what's his name?
But I'm going to answer the captain, and it's not Crunch.
Well, all right, give a little shout-out for your grandson.
Here's the question, Darice. In the book Mutiny on the Bounty, what was the name of the captain who was the villain or the antagonist?
Captain Bly.
Whoa! Right under the wire.
Wow. Do you know what that irritating sound is?
Yes. The mystery question.
Yes. And you got it right, and we got the hat.
Congratulations.
You're going to have the hat to prove it.
Right at the 11:30
hour. I tell you what, Dar. I called her Dar.
Yeah.
Darice.
That's fine.
Okay. Yes. We'll send you two hats because one for your 8-year-old grandson who helped you.
That's right.
Okay.
Y'all can wear them out together, okay?
You may have to grow into it a little bit, but
you can adjust the hat in the back.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can figure it out. But anyway, we need to get your address, okay?
So don't hang up when we're done. Do you have a question for us?
No, I've just been listening.
Yeah. Well, okay. Congratulations, and wonderful that you both won a hat.
What's your grandson's name?
Cannon.
Cannon. Oh, I like that
name. Mm-hmm.
That's a strong name, is
right. Yeah, probably play quarterback one day.
Oh, and my granddaughter is waving at me. She wants me to tell her. You're her name, okay. Aria.
What is it?
Aria.
Aria.
Beautiful names.
Like the opera, the Arias, sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, wow. God bless you. Stay on the line so she can.
Thank you, Darice.
We can get your address.
Well, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. One time only, we're going to send you three hats because your granddaughter's going to have one now, too.
Yeah, now she's going to name some more.
Okay. All right. We're going to put you on hold, Darice.
Well, that's very generous.
Well, right. We can't leave out the granddaughter.
Hey, anybody that has children or grandchildren, you can't. You have to count the exact.
We only got 2 minutes left, so what are we going
to
do here?
I think we're just going to have to give our answers, maybe.
Give our answers and close shop.
Yeah, give our answers and close shop. So that was right under the wire, Captain William Bly. Have you guys ever remember the name?
Yeah, now that you mentioned it.
Captain William Bly. All right, this is a pretty easy one.
Is that where the survivors went to Pitcairn Island?
Yes.
Settled there?
It's a true story. Based on a true story.
One of the most remote places on Earth, Pitcairn Island.
All right, so this is an easy one. The presidential candidates in the 1980 race for the White House, who are they, guys?
Carter and Reagan, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. And for those of you who are listening, I'm going to ask one of those kinds of questions, probably about 50 or 60 years of political history coming up in the few weeks ahead.
The Ohio River flows into which river?
Mississippi.
And then, popular 1960s American muscle car was nicknamed the GOAT. Any idea?
Corvette?
GTO?
GTO.
Yeah.
That's what they'd say. I've got a goat.
What is the most commonly consumed vegetable in the entire world?
I'm going to say rice or corn.
Corn.
Potatoes.
In the world? Wow. That's interesting.
Potatoes are versatile vegetable that can be prepared and seasoned differently to align with preferences of many different cultures.
You say potato, I say potato.
That's right.
French fries.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Yeah. That makes sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, students of Learning University, we hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.